From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, he continues a message entitled, The Comfort and Confidence of Knowing God Knows, part of this series of studies in the Lord's Prayer. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First of all, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection, Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, Before and During the Call. The text is Isaiah chapter 65 and verse 24. It shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Quick work, this! The Lord hears us before we call, and often answers us in the same speedy manner. Foreseeing our needs and our prayers, He so arranges providence that before the need actually arises, He has supplied it. Before the trial assails us, He has armed us against it. This is the promptitude of omniscience, and we have often seen it exercised. Before we dreamed of the affliction which was coming, the strong consolation which was to sustain us under it had arrived. What a prayer-answering God we have! The second clause suggests the telephone. Though God be in heaven and we upon earth, yet He makes our word, like His own word, to travel very swiftly. When we pray aright, we speak into the ear of God. Our gracious Mediator presents our petitions at once, and the great Father hears them and smiles upon them. Grand praying this! Who would not be much in prayer when he knows that he has the ear of the King of Kings? This day I will pray in faith, not only believing that I shall be heard, but that I am heard, not only that I shall be answered, but that I have the answer already. Holy Spirit, help me in this.
When God is silent and we don't know the way before us that we ought to go, when we've attempted to do His will and yet His silence continues still,
faithful to His own. trust Him, for His promises are true. They are true.
If your Bible reading is usually in the Authorized or King James Version, you have probably encountered words that are quite unfamiliar. Because the Authorized Version was translated in the 17th century, some of its words are no longer in use or perhaps have a different meaning now. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to offer a booklet containing many of those archaic terms and their meaning in modern-day speech. In addition, the booklet contains a Bible reading plan that will help you to read the whole Bible through in 2 years, as well as the Psalms and the New Testament twice. To obtain your copy of A Bible Word List free of charge, simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. If you prefer regular mail, simply write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your copy of A Bible Word List, and we'll be happy to provide it. Jesus Christ taught his disciples much about true prayer. In our text in Matthew 6, verse 8, he declared that, "Your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him." From these words, we may be encouraged that God has His people always in His mind, and that He has our situation well in hand. Taking the Lord at His word delivers us from unreasoning frenzy and brings calm and assurance to our souls, regardless of the circumstances of life. Now to continue this message, the comfort and confidence of knowing that God knows. Here is Dr. Cairns.
There are times in life when we get into a needy situation where we feel we need an immediate answer, and it doesn't come. We need heaven to open, but it remains closed. Then sets in that awful thought of doubt, has God given me up? Is God deaf to my cry? Has He forgotten to be gracious? Is there never going to be the sunlight anymore? Remember, in that very time, the Lord asks a question. It's recorded in the 40th chapter of Isaiah and verse 27. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment passed over from my God? Why do you say it? Has the Bible changed? Have the promises changed? Has the merit of Christ changed? Has the purpose of God changed? Why do you say it? Well, it's because of how I feel. Have your feelings never been wrong before? It's because of how I'm reading my circumstances. I feel a need and I'm expressing the need, but yet my circumstances keep on getting worse. Have you never misread your circumstances before? As I pointed out last week, as children we so often think we know what we need, when we need it, only to find out a little later we didn't know the whole story. Remember this, whatever you're going through today, Jesus said, your Father knows. Your Father knows. He has you in mind. Always. Remember that beautiful picture of the great high priest. The high priest bore the names of the children of Israel constantly. Every time he appeared before God, he bore the names of the children of Israel in two places. He bore them upon his shoulders, and he bore them in the breastplate over his heart. What a picture of Christ. Before God, always, from his heart with all the love of his eternal grace, on his shoulders with all the strength of his eternal merit, he bears the names of his people before his Father. Remember, the Lord knows. He has his people in mind. And second, the Lord knows. He has our situation in hand. Your Father knows what things you have need of before you ask Him. This is the one who, according to the earlier verses, answers prayer. He rewards openly. And He knows. The idea is, He is, in His sovereign wisdom, working out all our circumstances for our good and for His glory. And whatever we're called to go through, remember, our Father knows. We must get to the place the psalmist reached. It's found in the 18th Psalm. Look at verse 30 and then verse 32. As for God, His way is perfect. Now let there be no doubt about that. Whatever's happening on earth, whatever our perception of things from our standpoint, as for God, His way is perfect. The Lord never needs to regret anything He has ever said or ever done. His way is perfect. Now verse 32. It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. God's way is perfect. And what is he doing? He is making my way perfect. He is working in what is happening in my life in order to bring it for my good ultimately and eternally, and to bring it for his glory. There are many examples of this in Scripture and in everyday life. You take the example, I suppose, that's most outstanding, the example of Joseph. Joseph was a man of God. He was a man of prayer. He was a man of communion. He was a man to whom God revealed great things and to whom God made outstanding promises. And in the strength of those promises and revelations, Joseph declared the mind of God to his ungodly brethren. What happened? Did he see them converted? No, they threw him into a pit. And then they sold him into slavery. One thing that comes out of the words of Joseph's brothers when they finally meet up with him in Egypt is that while he was in that pit, Joseph cried. He lamented. He pleaded. I don't think it takes a great imagination to see a young man in a pit, covered over in darkness, not knowing what's happening. He knows they're plotting his murder. He doesn't at that time realize they're going to sell him. He doesn't know what's going to happen to him. And there he's pleading, "You're my blood, you're my flesh, you're my brothers. I've done you nothing but good." And he's pleading with them, "Spare my life." He's pleading with them, "Bring me out of the pit." Piteously he cries. Indeed, his brother said, "We are verily guilty concerning our brother, for we saw the anguish of his soul when he besought us, and we wouldn't hear." Worse still, not only did his brothers ignore his cries, but it appeared that God ignored them too. Psalm 105 tells us, "Joseph was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt. He was laid in iron until the time that his word came. The word of the Lord tried him." Think of that little statement at the end. "The word of the Lord tried him." What does it mean? It means that Joseph couldn't forget the promises God had made to him. Joseph couldn't forget that God had opened up to him the promise of his future and what he was going to do through him, and the great glory that he was going to manifest through Joseph. Joseph had those promises in his heart, and yet he first lay in a pit. Then he was carried away as a slave. Then he was thrown into prison as a man falsely accused. Then he was forgotten. To all appearances, God had forgotten him. The word of the Lord was trying him. But you know, appearances can be wrong. And when appearances contradict the word of God, they're always wrong. Through all the years of trial and of suffering, of slavery, false accusation, imprisonment, neglect, the Lord was working. And finally, Joseph summed it all up when he said to his brethren, "As for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good." Stop there for a minute. In the deepest depression, in the most awful suffering, in the heart-rending trials that afflict God's people, God has a meaning. This is not a meaningless, mindless, thoughtless, accidental thing. God means something by this. And if you're a Christian, listen, He means it unto good. To bring it to pass, as it is this day, to see it much people alive. The Lord had the situation in hand. How often that is our own experience. Remember, your Father knows. That truth leads us to a third observation, that the Lord calls us to faith instead of frenzy. Do not be like the heathen in their repetitious praying. You see, at the heart of the repetitions of the heathen, there is the frenzy of desperation. We're studying John Knox's great treatise on prayer on Wednesday nights. We will be again, the Lord willing, when I return. One of his great points is that prayer is never desperation. It's never desperation. Oh, we may reach the end of ourselves and be cast entirely upon God, but prayer is lifting up the need of our hearts to our Father in heaven in the assurance He is our Father and He knows. That begets faith. It does not produce frenzy. The heathen may well be frenzied. But why have we to be frenzied? Why should we be hopeless? Why should we be desperate? Peter says, cast all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. The psalmist in that great 37th psalm that marks the perfect man, ultimately that man can only be Christ. But in a lesser sense, it is the mature Christian. And in verse 23, he says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Now, those steps may be steps of suffering. They may be steps in the darkness. As far as you're concerned, when you can't see one finger in front of you, that's the time to know our Father knows. As David said, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. In one of our ministers' homes where I was visiting some time ago, I saw one of these, if my memory's right, a needlepoint work up in the wall. But the message was one that we do well to remember. When you're in trouble and in need and bearing burdens, the Lord is able to remove the burden from your shoulders, or He's able to strengthen your shoulders to bear the burden. Thy will be done. He will sustain you. D.L. Moody had a motto for his life. He rejoiced to tell that this was his motto, how he went through life. Doing a little reading, I think that he must have come across it either when he was in Scotland or either by reading of a couple of old Scots believers. They had a conversation that went something like this. One said to the other, I love Psalm 56 and verse 3. It's how I live. What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. Isn't that a lovely motto for life? What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. But his friend replied, yes, That's good, but personally I prefer Isaiah chapter 12 and verse 2. Because God is my salvation, I will trust and not be afraid. Moody said, there are many people who are saying, what time I'm afraid, I'll trust. I prefer to say, I will trust and I will not be afraid. Why? Because God, our Father, knows. And He calls us not to frenzy, but to faith.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.